What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and Psycho T have the latest. And the latest is the Jeremy Pena news. We found out earlier today, we knew he had that rib injury the first game of the series against the Cubs. He had to come out of the game early after he took a hit by pitch there. And he has now been placed on the IL with that rib issue. And it is retroactive to the 28th of June on that Friday where he had the injury. But he is going to go on the IL. And then our guy Will Kunkel, who will join us tomorrow, he'll be in within the 2 o'clock hour with us. Will said the hope is that the Astros shortstop Jeremy Pena will miss just 2 weeks per source. Of course, the healing process will dictate the timeline. And I listen, you are very fair to think, you know, I'm guessing Will is getting that from the training staff there.
And
I guess you could be a little bit nervous about, all right, is this just going to be 2 weeks? How long is this going to be with their issues with injuries? But this does look like a couple of weeks at least, Clint, that they will be without Jeremy Pena. And I know we've talked about this. Is this for you? I know this sounds crazy right now, but is this the biggest loss you think they've had? Is this going to be maybe the toughest injury that they're going to have to overcome right now? Thus far, they've had a few this year.
Yeah,
right?
Look, I think this is right there. I think this is right along with Spencer Arrighetti. I think now the Spencer Arrighetti thing has been somewhat minimized because the crew that's come up, and somehow Lance McCullers was good for a few starts there as well. So that has already been kind of overcame, if you will. But I think this one is probably equal to that. I mean, when Jordan got hurt, Jordan was not Jordan at that point in time in terms of swinging the bat. Now, obviously, I would love to have Jordan back more over any of them. But
I was going to say, do you think this is as big as Jordan?
No. Jordan, you expect to get, you're talking about one of the best hitters in baseball and a guy that's absolutely feared. So, I mean, no. But if you're talking about when the injury happened, the pain that's felt by the team at that moment, literally on the field, I think it's Jeremy Pena. I think it's coming at a time when you're talking about a guy that has been a spark plug, man. You're talking about the guy that is your leadoff hitter. He's hitting over 300. His WAR is like, what was it, second in the American League to Aaron Judge. I mean, this guy is tremendously important to the success that you've had this year, and the youngster's ability to overcome, some of the arms that they've lost, to overcome Yordan not being in the lineup, to overcome Yainer Diaz not swinging the bat well, Christian Walker not swinging the bat well. He is one of the guys, and I would say he's the tip of the spear in terms of the young guys that have helped the Astros not only overcome it, but thrive in the moment. And so I think this is going to be one that's felt more than anything that they felt that they've been hit with so far. Now, I think they can overcome it because the production is so widespread and kind of sporadic throughout the lineup. But I think this is the one that's going to be felt the most in Jeremy Peña. The injury is going to be felt the most.
First off, why shouldn't we believe they're going to overcome it? Like, why shouldn't we? They've been able to overcome just about every damn thing thus far.
Right. Yeah.
No matter how it happens or who does it, they seem to be able to pick up whatever slack it is. I was going to say, I do think this is as big as Yordan right now, just because of everything that you just said. And one being, Yordan is not in the lineup to begin with, right? It would have a different feel if Yordan was still there. And you still had Altuve and Yordan and Paredes. That was, I'm trying to get like Spencer Arrighetti.
He is down.
Yordan.
Yeah, the Yordan right now. But you don't, right? And everything you just spoke about, Jeremy Peña, we're talking about a top three MVP candidate, and we're nearing the All-Star break. I mean, that's what Yordan has been, if not, better. Like, being that obviously it's not the full year, and everything he means to this team, and they are already struggling. Like we're honest, right? Like, they swept the Phillies, but they scored five runs when they swept the Phillies, right? And he was there, and he's been the catalyst and their best offensive player this year, right? And you talked about all the struggles. I think this one is probably, as you just said there at the end, this is the most difficult one to overcome, just because he has at times been the guy. You really need, which it can happen, you really need Altuve to go off. You need Cam to keep doing this. Now you desperately need Jake to continue being this 300 hitter. Yeah, it'd be nice if Yiner could start to kick it in and start getting hot and turning into the guy he was, because your guy now, who's been your best offensive player this year, really, really kind of by far, is not there, and he's at the top of the order and all of that. So I think it's a pretty big one to overcome, just because of, at the start of the year we wouldn't have said this, but what we've seen and how good he has been, this is a bona fide, we heard from Robert Flores last time we were here last week, it was a bona fide MVP candidate.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss him, as they're saying, 2 weeks. We'll see that. Luckily, they're going to start a series with the sorry-ass Colorado Rockies. and that, hopefully they don't go in there and enjoy themselves a little too much in Denver. There could be some things to run yourself into. God, dog, they're on an off day there in Denver today, aren't they? There could be some things to run into in Denver, as some of you all know, on an off day. And hopefully they don't take them for granted. They are bringing Big C, Gordo's pitching. Hunter Brown's pitching on Wednesday, and then Big Red, Brandon Walter, is pitching on Thursday. So they should take care of business, but they've gone 5-1 on this damn homestand against the Phillies and the Cubs, and hopefully they can withstand things with the injury to Jeremy Peña.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Rockets have made some big news. They made some big news today. We'll talk about this in more detail in a bit. They did sign their young former top five pick in Jabari Smith Jr. He got a 5-year, $122 million deal from the Rockets. They're going to agree to that, so they locked him up long term. He's now long term locked up along with Şengün, locked up with KD is going to be locked up for the next couple of years. Fred VanVleet is going to be locked up for the next couple of years. Obviously, Amen Thompson too, as going into his third year. So they locked him up. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a bit. But, Clint, some other news coming out as free agency is going to officially start in 50 minutes. At 6 o'clock, free agency in the NBA is going to start. Shams Charania of ESPN has said there is going to be some big deals tonight. He said that on Pat McAfee. Everybody is jumping and getting ready for this. And Kelly Iko earlier from The Athletic said the Rockets are working quickly to secure meetings with forward three-point shooter Dorian Finney-Smith, who was most recently with the Lakers, Nicole Alexander Walker, who was a long defensive player and a three-point shooter with the Timberwolves, and then Luke Kennard, who had been with the Grizzlies, another really good shooter. It is kind of a trend of what they're looking for, wing shooters. It appears they're looking to add. And I get the feeling we're not only going to see the Jabari Smith action, but I think there's going to be somebody for us to be talking about that's going to be a veteran addition to this team. That's what I said when the Durant thing happened. We start looking at the roster. I think the Rockets are going to add another shooter, wing shooter tonight.
But that, we should see that. Look, that'd be beautiful. You're going to need, Jabari Smith, obviously, what you said, we're going to talk about this contract in a little bit. Clearly, the expectations for him have gone through the roof, but he can't do it all alone. So they're going to need a little help, and we'll see who that is.
Yep. We talked about this Friday officially, as Tyler just said in my ear. They officially have re-upped with Aaron Holiday and Jeff Green. All right, yeah. They've signed one-year deals with them, and I think Jayshon Tate should be the next one there. But this will be a fun time coming up here at 6 o'clock when this thing starts to see what teams. Maybe we'll have some other breaking news before we get out. Some stuff may get leaked when it comes to NBA free agency. But it looks like the Rockets have their mind on a shooter, a wing shooter. And the great thing about being the Rockets right now, see, now you ain't got to pay no Rockets tax. Now you ain't got to pay no Steven Silas tax. Now you don't have a place. You got a place that players love to come to and live. And you've got KD. You've got a team that was the number two team in the West. And there will be a shooter who would love to be able to, ooh, I get to be on the floor with KD and Şengün, two guys that are good passers and take up defenders. So I think they'll be able to find what they're looking for tonight.
I'm so high on the Rockets.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, big NFL news we talked about, one with the Steelers. We talked about the earlier one. We'll fill you in on that one. But also, Clint, it looks like we said the Steelers are going all in, but I would completely take that away if they make a move to trade for T.J. Watt. That would be strange to me. Teams reportedly in recent weeks, multiple teams have been discussing whether they could trade for Pittsburgh Steelers standout pass rusher T.J. Watt, who skipped the team's most recent mini camp, sources told Adam Schefter. The Steelers haven't shown any willingness to deal Watt so far, but he's unhappy with his contract situation, and sources believe outside team interest is likely to increase given Monday's trade with cornerback Jalen Ramsey. So, I mean, Clint, I would be shocked if they moved T.J. Watt right now, especially with what it seems like they're doing. It seems like they are trying. However you agree with it, however you agree with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, whatever, they seem to be trying to come together and make a run right now. And trading T.J. Watt, to me, would throw that all.
Well, look, strange things happen all the time, and T.J. Watt moving on from Pittsburgh at this point in time, at a point when it looks like they at least have some level of hope and expectations at the quarterback position. I mean, I would think that if you're in the organization, you probably expect this to be the best quarterback play that you've had since Ben Roethlisberger. The expectations are there, right? And so this would be an odd time for T.J. Watt to decide he wants to exit. Now, I understand the contracts are contracts, and they come up when they come up, and, you know, the Steelers have to pony up to keep a guy like T.J. Watt. But I would imagine that T.J. Watt would be wanting to be a lifetime Steeler, wanting to end his career there.
Well, I would imagine they would.
I would imagine they would as well. And I would imagine that Mike Tomlin would do everything he could to keep him in house and hopefully make this run with all these guys, all this shakeup they're doing on the offensive side of the football, and hell, some on the defensive side of the football as well. So we'll see. But yeah, it'd be strange to see T.J. Watt in a different uniform, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It feels weird that TJ's 30. It doesn't feel like.
You think he was that old?
I didn't think TJ Watt was 30 years old. I didn't have that one. I didn't sense that. By the way, when you say it, and still even at 30, like that wouldn't be a for his position, and he doesn't appear to be slowing down to somebody that has finished Defensive Player of the Year number 4, number 2, 2 years before that, number 1, the year before that, number 2, number 3. Six out of his last
top fours.
5 out of his last 6 seasons, he has been fourth worst finishing the day. Yeah, and has won it. It's just nuts. I mean, still a down year last year with 11.5 sacks. He had 19 the year before. And the only year that he wasn't a high finisher was the year he got injured and he missed 7 games. He only had 5.5 sacks. Outside of that, yeah, it'd be weird to look at that. And even more weird, Clint, just because of what else they were doing earlier in the day, and that's them making the trade for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and swinging and bringing them in and giving the Dolphins. Didn't Micah Fitzpatrick start with the Dolphins? Didn't it? He was with the Dolphins, and they traded him to the Steelers.
That's right. He's
going back to Miami. We've looked at it from the Steelers' point, and I said, you said it earlier, you feel like the Steelers are a team that the Texans, obviously, they got to be at least right there looking at them or in the same tier. What are the Dolphins? Like that's a team that last year, I think maybe most would have said the Dolphins were maybe ahead of the Texans. If not, maybe at least with them, at the very least, they're on the same level.
Yeah, I think it's
maybe fair. Ahead of the Texans. They just had Buffalo in their division. But it is a completely different feeling. And now they trade away Jalen Ramsey. It seems like maybe Mike is on a hot seat a little bit there. And if it doesn't go well, Tyreek is in and out. I don't feel like the Dolphins are a team that the Texans are looking at and being as concerned with right now.
I don't think they're a team that they're as concerned with, but I do think they're a team that they're on the same in the same way.
You still do?
Yeah.
You put the Dolphins in that
same Texas tier.
Really?
Yeah. I would, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I know. They still have Tyreek. They still have Jalen Waddle. And you know, Tua, when Tua's healthy, has been a.
He's a great fit for what Mike does. I mean, whether it's a Super Bowl, you know, whether it's Super Bowl caliber football, I don't know about that. It seems like it's a little bit gimmicky. It seems like it's limited. It seems like there's, you know, the way they just disappeared in that cold weather. It's one thing, and I know it was really cold, and it was Kansas City, but the way that they have really, I mean, I would say stumbled and struggled in the playoffs. The hype around them is starting to kind of wear off, and the people talking about Tua completing 70% or more of his balls, and Mike McDaniel being a great play caller, and Tyreek and Waddle being these weapons, these explosive weapons. It seems like all that's kind of that shine has worn off now. I don't know how much I believe that they're gonna make a run at a Super Bowl. I think they're a good tier two AFC football team. Yeah, possibly.
I'd have them. Probably the next tier. I'd have him a tier 3. They seem like almost like a worser version than the Bengals, where I don't know about their defense. And we'll see what Micah Fitzpatrick does for them.
Well, wasn't their defense injured a lot of last year?
It was, yeah. I mean,
they had some key guy. They had Chubb. And they had
Chubb,
What's the big kid, defensive end kid they had out of Miami that's been a DN there?
Yeah, Phillips got hurt. They traded Christian Wilkins to the Raiders, but we'll see. But that's a big trade there as Pittsburgh picks up Smith and they pick up Jalen Ramsey and Micah Fitzpatrick goes back where he started in Miami. Coming up, as I said there, the Rockets, they locked up one of their young top 5 picks in Jabari Smith Jr., 5 years, $122 million extension. Now nearly a $25 million a year player. How much of your expectations changed for Jabari Smith Jr. now? We'll discuss all of that as we continue.
Hey, Houston fans, I am.
Meet Natural Cycles,
the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
So happy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
I know you like that one. All right, welcome back in. My man said Tyreek is washed. Defense isn't good. Tua has mashed potatoes for brains. Yeah, same level. Wild tales today, fellas.
The guy they call Cheetah?
I don't think Tyreek is washed. I don't think that he is the same dude that he was, that was banging out 1,700 yards. But I'm not 100% to say that it, ready to say it's like it's over, right? Like he's not completely still an elite receiver. I think he had a lot of injuries he dealt with. Now, he is somebody that is 30. He is somebody that is also getting up in age. But I'm not 100% ready to say that he is like done being great.
No.
I need another year of that to really believe that. Like I said, I didn't think that they were on the same level. I'd say they're a tier three, but I don't think it's like crazy.
Look, I mean, we can talk about them being on the same level or not. All you know, I mean, that's a different conversation. Tyreek is significantly handcuffed by his quarterback and the scheme that they are forced to run, whether they're forced to or not. I guess it's not, that's not fair. But like Tyreek Hill in an offense that is screen heavy, quick game heavy, run game heavy, does not lean into what he's capable of doing. I mean, you put Tyreek Hill right now back with Pat Mahomes in Kansas City and Andy Reid. You put him in a position with Josh Allen, a guy that can stretch the field and do some different things, and have a screen game that they have with him running the ball, things of that nature. Like, Tyreek is not watched. They got some issues in Miami. I mean, they last year they had some serious injuries on the defensive side of the football that really hurt them. Obviously, the Tua stuff. I think a healthy Tua, like I said, he's limited in a sense of when you start comparing him to teams that Tyreek Hill has played with, where they can stretch the field and the quarterback can hold the ball and play outside scheme. I wouldn't put Tyreek Hill in the wash category by no means.
Yeah, no. Like I said, he had injuries. I need to see another year. I mean, 2023 was. I mean, he was 1,799 yards and 13 touchdowns.
Right,
in a year before is 1,710. I need to see another year of fall off from his skills before I call him washed.
Look,
you're talking about the team. Like, I wonder how much people are over Mike at this point that's working against him, and we'll see. And I don't think you can trust, you know, come out and trust Tua to be healthy. I think you said handcuffed. I think Mike's a little handcuffed too of how he's calling offense, because I think he's also calling offense for safety for Tua. So I think that hurts him. But no, I would not be shocked at all if the Dolphins were in the playoff hunt the whole year.
No, I wouldn't be shocked at either. I mean, you got, again, I mean, you say what you want about it, and I'm with you on the gimmicky offense, but I mean, it's they put up good numbers. The quarterback's completing 70% of his passes, and if they can play just halfway decent defense, they're going to win some games. And look, to the thought of, like, which team is better, I mean, yeah, look, there's – I think the Texans team overall is better, but let's be honest. We have this – I don't know that it would shock anybody in the NFL if this Texans offense took another step back, struggled again. The defense, I think the defense is expected to be great, and I think it would shock everybody in the NFL if D'Amico Ryan's coach team had invested everything they've invested in the defense, that if they didn't win games due to their defense, then I think it would be shocking. I don't think anybody would be shocked if the Texans come out and they've got a bottom half of the league offense the first half of the season.
Oh, the first half? Oh. Bottom half?
I mean, you start going down the list, you've got some pretty good offensive football teams out there.
But CJ, Nico, those backs, well, they were 22nd last year. I guess they were bottom half. It was all Bob's fault, though. So Bob's out.
Right. Bob's gone, right? Yeah. So hopefully Nick Caley hits the ground running and he's the next great play caller. But right now, to just, based on what we've seen over the last couple of years, to just, you know, put the Texans into a different, a for sure second tier, which I agree they're in the second tier, but let's not start separating them from teams that are
too
good.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, breaking news. You got to really check this thing. Shams Charania, and this is his account, has just announced free agent forward Dorian Finney-Smith has agreed to a four-year, $53 million deal with the Houston Rockets. Finney-Smith's agent negotiated terms of the deal tonight with the Rockets executives for a 3-and-D wing. He turned down his option with the Lakers for 15-plus, and he signs a four-year deal to get for $53 million. And I mean, this is one that, if this is a perfect fit, this is a perfect fit for what they do. This is a hard-nosed forward who is a guy who can play, and we're just seeing it up on the screen here on ESPN, so it is legit. A guy who is a forward who defends. He's not a huge athlete anymore, but defends pretty well and can defend bigger guys and will fit the system of what Udoka wants to do. And even more, Clint, he is a floor spreader. He is a guy who can shoot and a big man that can shoot, and he can spread the floor. That has always been his calling card. He was big with the Mavericks when they made a run for the finals a couple of years ago with Luka spreading the floor. This is a great, great addition. I told you, Clint, when we started looking at what the roster was going to look like, there was going to at least be somebody that they add that will be a significant piece with the Rockets, and this is it. Dorian Finney-Smith is going to be the latest Houston Rocket as he joins 4 years, $53 million. Rafael Stone, Ime Udoka, a really smart, smart move to get a guy that fits exactly what they want to do.
Fits exactly what they want to do, and like you said, this past season, 40-plus percent from beyond the arc.
That would have left the team.
Right, so I mean, he fits what he does,
and he gets
your
him up
culture.
Now, and he gets him up. Too. Yeah, this ain't
and can fill it up. So, yeah, you know, ideally a perfect guy to help fill that Dylan Brooks departure, if you will. I mean, a guy that can play that similar position and shoot it well from the perimeter, and sounds like Jabari Smith.
Yeah, no,
I mean, older, obviously just, a veteran that's been in the league for a while.
Interchangeable pieces, right? And he could guard a good amount of, I mean, a 6'7 guy coming in. He's 6'7, so bigger than you know, Dylan Brooks. 6'7 guy that can guard threes and fours.
Yeah.
And I know the Lakers, they needed to, but they were using him at the five at times, right? They were putting him in. Him and LeBron as the four and the five at times spreading the floor. That's a guy that the Lakers really wanted to keep, you know, to have that shooter, to have that guy, and he goes to the Rockets. I'm telling you, I wonder, is this somebody that the Rockets would be able to attract without a move done for like Kevin Durant
right. And
adding this? This is
being a serious contender.
Smart for him and smart for the Rockets. Just again, if you are just joining us, the Rockets make a big move, a big splash. Shams Charania reports, he said it earlier on Pat McAfee, it would be a big, big night for free agency, and the Rockets are one of the first moves made. They bring in Dorian Finney-Smith, 6'7 forward, who is an excellent outside shooter to space the floor. We'll tell you more on that, and we'll look at the move they made earlier in the day for their own Jabari Smith Jr. That's coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back in to the drive. If you missed it, the news coming out. They used to call it a Woj bomb. They started to call it.
Man, the Woj bombs are no longer in our lives.
Is it the Shams bomb? No.
No.
Because it's Sham, ain't it? Is it Sham or Sham?
A Sham Slam.
I've heard it. I've heard both of them saying it. Sham Slam.
We got us a Sham
Slam. Sham Bomb. I mean, I'm not mad at a Sham Bomb.
I've heard Shams. Charania. I believe that's what I've heard the most. Shams. But Shams Charania.
If I were him, I'd want to be a Sham.
Yeah. Sham.
Sham sounds a little
You don't want to be an insider that's known as a sham.
No, that'd be bad.
Whatever it is, he makes cash.
with that paycheck, you can call me whatever the hell you want.
He reports, and he is the guy, and ESPN has just been running it across the screen. If you're just checking in, the Rockets, they've added to their roster and added to their rotation. Dorian Finney-Smith, 6'7". 3-and-D guys, they call a three-point shooter and a pretty good 3-and-D, right? And they bring him in, 6'7", veteran who was on the Lakers last year. He was on the Mavericks. He's been on the Mavericks before that, on the Nets. I think earlier I said that he was on that Mavericks team that ran to the finals. He wasn't. He was with the Nets. But he played with the Mavericks prior and played with with Luka and space the floor, and has spaced the floor almost anywhere that he has been. That's been his big thing. And he can defend pretty solidly multiple positions. He seems just like the type of guy that Ime likes, a veteran, hard-nosed player. And, again, we've talked about Clint. We saw it. Everybody saw it. It was clear as day what their biggest problem was. They couldn't shoot the ball, and they didn't have anybody, at the end of the games that could go and get buckets consistently. Well, their moves in the offseason right now, they go and get Kevin Durant. He instantly becomes this team's best shooter. And then they go and get Dorian Finney-Smith, the 6'7 forward that spaces the floor, that can be a shooter too, that has no problem coming off the bench. They can do things, and as you can see there, they're seeing highlights, can play defense as well. They have really attacked their biggest weaknesses right now.
Yeah, I mean, and you mentioned this earlier, the ability, obviously, when we talk about like the Rockets arriving and the superstars wanting to be here, that's one thing. I don't know that we've ever had a reason to or even thought to think about it in more depth of like these types of guys, the supporting cast wanting to stay here, or the supporting cast wanting
to show up. The Lakers wanted him back.
Yeah,
he's like, nah, let me go ahead.
Yeah, no, I like what the Rockets are bringing to the table. So yeah, I just to be the fan of a team that superstars and everybody around the league ultimately wants to be a part of and sees as, hey man, I can go here and I could potentially win a championship. Like that's a hell of a time to be a fan of the Rockets, and it seems like they're there. By the way, they're throwing up all the different odds, that the NBA title odds right now. The Rockets are at third behind the Thunder and the Cavs, and the Rockets are at 800, plus 800, Cavs at plus 600, OKC at plus 210. The other one, was that the best teams in the West that I saw? Where they were about, it was OKC, the Rockets, and then the Lakers were
got to be the best team in the West.
In the West. But can I go, I'm just take a moment. They're throwing the logos up there. That Rockets logo is super clean. I mean, Ron, is that because I'm a fan, or is that because like I've seen the Rockets logo on two different lists right now, and
let's go Rockets.
To me, it is the best logo of the mix.
You enjoy it, huh?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Am I crazy?
I'm not crazy.
It's strong.
The Rockets.
I like simple and clean and jumps off the screen.
The Rockets, it's not atrocious.
Got it on my skin, so I'm glad you think
there
it
you
looks
go.
Good.
No.
You got the Rockets R?
Yeah, on my space shuttle.
There you go. It's got the Rockets R.
I just wanted to take that moment. It really jumps off that screen. And
good for you, man.
It looks good, man.
Take that thing. By the way, the T-Mill will make you a little cash coming up.
He's hot, folks. He's hot.
Man. He is smoking hot, baby. Friday, 4 for 5. He finished in the green on Tuesday, Wednesday. Took the day off on Thursday, but finished in the green, 4 for 5, and was 68%. For the week last week. So that was big.
Love the way that sounds.
Yeah, Jeremy Pena is the only one he didn't hit, but Jeremy got hurt in that, and he might have. I feel like that should have been a push, personally.
Yeah, I believe wholeheartedly that he would have got me that bet, and I would have been a perfect 5 for 5, but
yep, he'll make some money. He'll make you some money coming up. He's hot coming up after us. Texans All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, James Palmer. And his fantastic hair will join the fellas. Stay tuned for that as we roll through. No Area 45 tonight. No Area 45 tonight. But Texans All Access coming up. We'll get to T-Mill's best bets here in just a bit. Clint, I did want to go in a little bit further as we understand the Dorian Finney-Smith role. And they've signed him to a four-year, $53 million deal. That's not the only deal they've done today. They signed their own Jabari Smith Jr., 5 years, $122 million extension, Clint. And the people you can jump in with this are the expectations changing for Jabari Smith for you?
Oh, they have to.
Yeah,
they have to change. Look, I did not see this coming, by the way, but not to this level.
You didn't see them locking him down like this? You didn't.
Well, I knew they really liked him, but I just didn't. This was not one that was on my radar of like, hey, man, expect Jabari Smith Jr. to get $23, $24, almost $25 million a year.
They gave Again, Green 3 years, 103.
Yeah.
Jalen Green last year, 3 years, 103.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't on my radar. But Jabari Smith and Jr., I mean, in general, was definitely on my radar. He's the most fascinating, the most intriguing young. If you talk about this young core in Houston, like, he's the one for me. Obviously, several of them are really good players. I feel like Şengün is a guy that we've, for the most part, is he going to get bigger, more mature, a little bit more developed? Sure, but I think the game's going to be very similar to what we've seen. I'm in Thompson. I'm not nearly as confident that he's going to take this huge step and become this superstar beyond the great defensive player and the super athletic player on the offensive end of the floor. I don't know how confident I am that he's going to get that shot that he needs to take that next step. Jabari Smith is the one to me that I'm most fascinated with because he's really good in the role that he's played. They obviously feel strongly about him taking the next step, becoming a starter and taking the next step and being a bigger contributor. He is a perfect fit for what they want to do and what they need in a sense of the perimeter shooting, the long-rangey defender. He just seems like, to me, there's a chance he can be significantly better than what we think is possible.
Oh, absolutely, and clearly they believe it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was thinking that coming in today, but now seeing the contract, clearly they believe it.
That's right. The biggest thing for me is, like, you know, they didn't, you know, I know he had the hand injury that set him back last year, but they didn't exactly have him in the postseason like, hey man, this is a guy we're gonna have, like, he's gonna be our guy. He did not average 20 minutes a game in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I said it. I think he's their second most consistent shooter in the postseason for them last year behind Fred. So, hey, obviously they're looking at it. He's got to pick it up. I mean, because you look at it on the surface, this guy just got damn near 25 million a year, and he's averaging under 13 points, folks.
Yeah.
Like, I know that the cap is going up, but let's just be honest. Fans don't give a damn about that.
Yeah.
They see 5 years, $122 million. They know Nico Collins may not ever make that total, and you're giving that to a guy who couldn't jump 13 a game and didn't play 20 minutes.
Well, if he gets starting minutes, what do you think his ceiling is?
I think Jabari could be a 17, especially on this team with Şengün and Durant, like a 17 and 9 type, 17 maybe 17 and 10. Type player. I think that, in his defense, and if he get those blocks up, that is huge as a third contributor on this team.
You think he could be better? I mean, obviously, that's a stupid question. Anybody could be, yeah.
And maybe when Durant leaves or something, it picks up, but with this team, like, yeah, I mean, Chris Bosh was a really good player and it was like 17 a game when he had to play behind those two, right? So, all right. T Mill, let's make some money here. What's the picks today?
Yes.
What's the best bets?
As you mentioned, we're back in that green. It was a little speed bump a week or two ago. All them red numbers. We're back on track. No Astros tonight. They get back in action tomorrow in Colorado against the Rockies. But I got 5 best bets for you, all baseball related for this Monday evening. And if you miss any, because we list them pretty fast here, go to the Twitter at T Mill Real Deal. I have it posted there in the last hour or so. First. And some of these get started here pretty quick, so if you want to tail, fade, whatever, get on it quick. O's, Orioles, first 5 money line at Arlington as they square off with the Rangers tonight. I'm on the Orioles first 5 money line at -115. Next, I'm on the Red Sox -1 run as they host the Reds. Red Sox -1. Same game, Reds at Red Sox. I'm on over 7.5 runs, maybe my favorite bet of the night. Don't want to call it a lock, but I like that one a lot. And then finally here, 2 team overs. I got the Mariners team total over 3.5 runs tonight as they host the Royals.
Book it.
So that's one Ron likes. And then lastly, I got old Canada, the Toronto Blue Jays, their team total over 3.5 runs tonight as they travel to New York to take on the Yankee Turds. Those are your 5 best bets. Obviously, Ron, you like the Mariners team over 3.5 runs. Any other ones y'all hate or love?
Excuse me.
Feels really good about it. Double book it.
Yeah. Red Sox, Reds -1. I like that. as the Red Sox have been playing pretty well, even without the trade, since the trade. So those two, I feel better about. I don't know. I feel like the Yankees one is getting in your.
You like the Mariners over, huh?
Yeah.
Now, let me jump on that. Let me jump on that.
You want a Benjamin?
Room?
Yes, I do.
Put me in.
Ron, you want a Benjamin on it too?
No.
Come on, man.
All right. Got to meet the floor guys in the morning. All right.
Thanks for that souvenir, by the way.
I've got some. Don't worry, man. Just the cherries are gone. All right. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Again, the Rockets add to their team. Dorian Finney-Smith, 4 years, $53 million. Do your thing. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby. Tyler's got a real fan on here, man.
Dude.
Can I read it? Yeah, I can read this. This ain't. I want Tyler to spit my mouth and choke me out. His voice is so sexy.
Good God!
Let's just.
What is it? Blinking. Well, three times.
Or a hint?
I asked once for female, twice for male, and they said they're blinking three times. I don't know, Tyler.
Man, I got someone thinking atrociously dirty things.
I gotta weigh in. Let's just weigh in. Let's do something else. Let's go. Well, I mean, blink twice.